You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The first pasuk in Vayakel, Eile Hadvarim Shatziva Hashem Asar Sarsam, the Gemara Masechah Shabbos. The Mishnah Shabbos says that there are Lamates Avos Malachos. The Gemara has different opinions from the Tanoim. How did they establish that there are Lamates Avos Malachos? So one Tana says that you count up every time it says in the Chumash word, Malacha Malachno Malachas, and it'll add up to 39. It adds up to more than 39. So there are different suggestions in the Rishonim, what you do count, what you don't count, because there are many more than 39. But that's considered a legitimate drasha. We have every so often halachas that are established by how many times the word appears in the Chumash. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet talks about when you have a Korban Chatas, you do four Zrikas on the four corners of the Mizbech, and then there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. How many Zrikas on the Akibidi Evet? So that's based on adding up Karnos on Mizbech. It says that three times, and if you hold the Hashem LaMikra, whenever there's a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether we should Paskan according to the Kri, according to the Ksiv. So if you paskan yeshem lamikri, you paskan according to the Kri. So the Kri, all three times, when it says karnos amizbech, and parshas chatos, is karnos is plural. So then it should come out that the two zrikas amiyakev, they're karnos three times, each one is miyad rab mishnayim is six. So it should come out to amiyakev. And we paskan only one is miyakev. So that's a machlokes satanim. So the Gemara, the whole drasha is based on how many times the word karnos, how many times the word appears. Or we establish the din that you need, how many defanas you need for the sukkah. So basukah steshu, also there's a kri uksiv. The ksiv is chosavo basukas, and the kri is basukos. And the main winya lesukah, so today lesukah is the schach, which is mesach, which gives shade. So today winya le defanas. So you add up how many times the word sukkah appears in the Chumash, and that's how you establish how many defanas you need. And then there's a halacha Moshe Messina that you make on the last defan. So according to one Tana, it really comes out that you need four defanas, and the halacha Moshe Messina is make on the Ruach Revius. It's enough. Revius afilu tefach, and we pass him Stein Kochas and Mishlishes afilu tefach. So here also, And the same thing, how did the Tanaim establish that you need three hadasim? Because it says anaf, eight of us, three words. That's how they establish that you need three hadasim. That's a machlokes in the Tanaim, whether the three hadasim is me'akibir yevet. And so it's fake in the din and shulchan aruch, how we pass. What if you only have one hadas? That's one hadas that's kosher. Can you say a bracha or not? But he says me'akiv, that you have to have three. So that's a sveik and a din in Shulchan Aruch. Which Tana to paskan on? So that's one Tana says, you add up every time it says in the Chumash from the beginning of Bereshis to the end of Dvarim. Malacham, Malachas, Malachto, you add up every time, comes out to be more than 39, but somehow the Tanaim said it's 39. And you have to figure out which ones they're not counting. It used to be a big Talmud Chacham in Manhattan, Rabbi Gettinger. So he printed a Dvar Torah on this many years ago to ascertain which Malacha Malachto, which they discount, different opinions, which one they don't discount. And one Tana says in the Gemara that it's learned out from the Gematria, Ela HaDvarim. Aleph Lamed Hey is 36, and Dvarim is plural, Emiot Rabim Shnaim, and Hey Haidia Dvarim HaDvarim, Ela HaDvarim is Ela Lamed Tasovus Malachas. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos. So the Pnei Yeshua writes on that Gemara, this mandam is only an asmachta, because the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, and it's the Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Chagiga, the Mishnah has it both Mesichtas. It says that the Gematrios is only parparos lachachma, means that it's not at all from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hispan. We never learn out any halachas from any Gematrios. Gematria is a cute thing, parparos lachachma, like a dessert at the end of the wheel. At the end of the meal, it's not nutritious, but it's a cute thing. It's a nice idea. Parparos. The Pnei Yeshua said there's a Mishnah in Nazir, in the first paragraph of Nazir, around Afeya. So Stam Zirish Loshim Yom, and it's learned that from the Gematria Kodoshi, Hiye Gadel Peres Arosho, Hiye Bigematria Tlosan Habi Digamarsa. Yud-He is 30. So that's how you know that Stam Zirish Loshim Yom. A person can take an Eden Naziris. He wants to be a Nozer for 40 days, 50 days, 175 days. Can't be Mekabel Naziris for 45 and a half days. That's the Mekabel for 46 days. Has to go in units of days. Doesn't have to go units of 30. Doesn't have to be 30, 60, 90, 120, but it has to be units of days. So the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, is Lartam from Yihiyah. So the Pnei Yeshua writes, look in the Pirish HaMishnah HaRambam, and that Mishnah, that the Rambam says that it's not learned out from the Gematria of Yihiyah. It's Halacha Moshe Messina, the added tradition. That's the din. But you never learn out any halachas from Gematrios. The Gemara in the first daf in Bava Kamma, the Abbeis and Menalev, quotes the third opinion. How do you establish that there are lametes of malachas? Because in the Chumash, you have it a few times. Here in Vayakal, you have it already a few times previously mentioned that there's a mitzvah to build the Mishkan, but you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos because Haftab of Mishkan Hashiba Koraliyab, any important activity that was necessary for Asiyas HaMishkan, constitutes an av malach. So and it happened to be that there are 39 activities. The Chachamim la Mesar Hakasav El Chachamim. So the Chachamim established that there were 39 malachas were necessary in the Mishkan. In the Hakdama to the Sefer Egle Tal, it's called Egle Tal because Lamedes is Tal. Egle Tal is the Sefer by the Avnei Nezer on all of the malachas. He started doing work on all the malachas. But he completed only what he completed. He only did the first Sidur de Pas, the first 11, and another few, not too many more. He didn't even finish half. But he has the Haskola of all of the other Malachas in the Tshuva Sabnei Nezen, in Hilchos Shabbos, in the section of Hilchos Shabbos. It's very good. He tries to give you what's the definition of the Malacha. It's a modern program, trying to figure out a definition. Years ago, people used terms that didn't give definitions. It's a modern thing that you try to give a definition for the malacha. So in the Hakdama to the Egle Tal, he points out that there's a machlokes harishonim. What does it mean to have the mishkan chashiva? Only in asiyas hamishkan, building of the mishkan, or even the functioning of the mishkan. Let's say you want to say ofer is a malacha. So what do you have to go? When did they have afia on the mishkan? They baked a lechem upon it. So can you learn that from, let's say, shochet? Where did they have shochet in the mishkan? They shecht all the karbonos. Every day they shecht karbonos. So some mishanim hold you can learn that from hakrobos hakarbonos in the mishkan. And others say, no, the pashtus is, you're not learning that from hakrobos hakarbonos. You're learning that from asiyas hamishkan, hakomos hamishkan. What's with the malacha of hoitzor? So the Tosfos has on the first daf, on the first Mishnah, Masechus Shabbos daf Beis Amud Aleph, and a few other places also, but it's on the very first daf. So Tosfos has a comment that Hoitzor is a malacha grua. What does it mean? It's a malacha grua. So the Ran on the Rif in the second parak of Masechus Avodah Zarah quotes the Rashba, who gives one explanation why the Balei HaTosfos thought it's a malacha grua. The Ran gives a different explanation. It's not so, I don't remember, it's not such a big difference. The Pashtus is like Soloveitchik used to say when he learned Masechus Shabbos, by every other malacha you have a change. You change something, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and there's a piyut, I forget, we in yeshiva we never say any piyut, but it's a piyut for maybe Shabbos HaGadol. I forgot already. One of the, maybe Shabbos HaChodesh. So there's a piyut where it describes the Rebbe Shalom creating the world, and the Rishon, the Baal HaTosfos, who wrote the piyut, uses 39 verbs. They say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and he did, and he had, he uses 39 verbs. Keneged Olam HaTosfos Malachos. Yeah. So the malachas are supposed to represent creative activity. Malachas Mashav is creative activity. And by Hatzod, there's no creative activity. The whole uniqueness is, I have this sefer at home and I want to learn the sefer in the Beis Medrash. I'm going to carry it from home to the Beis Medrash and the Rishus Hayochet and into the Rishus Harabim and into the other Rishus Hayochet. And it's useful in the new Rishus Hayochet. I don't need it at home. I need it in the Beis Medrash. So that's the whole creative activity bit. You're not really changing anything in the world. So it's a malacha grew in that sense. So that's why the Gemara asks, how do you know that there's a malacha of Hoytzoa? The Gemara never asked about the other 38 malachas. The other 38 malachas, you're accomplishing a change, and we assume after Mishnah Chiva, Korale, after Mishnah Chiva, I told them, whatever was an important activity in Asiyas HaMishkan is considered an Av Malacha. The Tosfos on the first daf in the Baba Kama has two girsas in the Gemara. Ach Davi B'Mishkan V'Chashiva, whatever was an activity in Asiyas HaMishkan, and it was an important activity. There were activities in Asiyas HaMishkan that were not so significant. So only those are considered an Av Malacha if it was involved in Asiyas HaMishkan and the building of the Mishkan. That was an important activity in Asiyas HaMishkan. That's one girsa. The other girsa has it. No, hafta habib Mishkan kama is chashiva. Hafta lo habib Mishkan lo chashiva. Whatever was in the Mishkan by definition has chashiva. It's not that you need two things. It should be a choshev activity and in the Mishkan. So that's where the Gemara raises a question. How do you know that Hoytzoa constitutes a malacha? The Gemara quotes the pasuk right before the end of Shlishi, and today said Rabbi Yakel, it says that all the people brought the nedobis for the Mishkan. What's that much? Rabbi called the machla ish v'isha al yasod malacha the trumas hakadosh v'yikode ha'me abi amlocha hoyse dayom l'chol amlocha l'asos asod v'hoser. So the pasuk goes on carrying in the rishus harabim. The Midbar had a din rishus harabim at that time. Usually the Midbar is a karmelis, because nobody travels on the Midbar. But the Gemara says, "Bizman shal yisal shiroidim by Midbar." But Bnei Yisrael were traveling in the Midbar, and it was a whole thoroughfare. Usually it's a desolate place, and nothing doing over there. So Midbar is usually a karmelis. But Bizman shal yisal shiroidim by Midbar, then I had the din of rishus harabim. So not only did we learn out from Malachas HaMishkan, the construction of the Mishkan, the traveling in the Midbar was a Hayru Ashur only for that generation, how they should travel. And it was a Hayru Ashur of what? It's a Hayru Ashur, how do you have to travel? No, it's a Hayru Ashur, how do you do it? How come it's HaMishkan in a new location? There were men based Masoas, and every time they moved, when the Onan moved, so then all the Bnei Yisrael moved to the new location. So the Masoas and the Midbar had a din of Asiyas HaMishkan, because when they would travel to the new location in order to put up the Mishkan. And the Gemara, let's say, some Rishonim had the Girsa in the Gemara, others didn't have the Girsa, but they interpreted in the Gemara that it's only Rishus Haram Derais if you have Shishin Riba people. Why? Shishin Riba means would change. The Rashash points out it's not Shishin Riba alone. Shishin Riba, Shnesh Salafim, forgot what it says. Hamesh Meos Hamishim, it's 603,000. Hamesh Meos Hamishim, 550, yeah. So why that number? Because you're learning out from the Masoas. Hoytzoas learned out from the Masoas, from the last Pasuk before Shlishi. And at that time, there were so many people traveling in the Midbar. Or you learn out Dinim Masa B'nei Kohos. The Gemara learns out Dinim if you carry the Ma'alim Yasar Tvachim. Whether it is Hoytzoa or it's not Hoytzoa, all the details of Hoytzoa are based on the traveling in the Midbar. Because the traveling in the Midbar was a Hayru Ashur of how to construct the Mishkan in a new location. This halacha that we say that Hoytzoa is a malacha grua, Tosfos only has it in Havaminis. If you wouldn't have had this pasuk right before Shlishi and Parshas Vayakel, you would have thought that you shouldn't learn out Hoytzoa, because it's a malacha grua. There's no change in the world. You just move the object from one place to the other. Rabbi Sanson Eiffel Hirsch has like that. The 38 malachas hazeh al bria shamayim ba'aretz, because there were 39 different activities with this creative activity. And then hoitso represents business, mekrach memkar. He says that is different. So Taisus says this, it's a malacha grua, as far as ahava mina, that I would have thought not to learn out hoitso, if not for the fact that you have a beferish apostle, or I would have thought that the Renault told us for hoitso. So I need ribuyim, but bottom line, halacha lemaisa, Taisus doesn't say that there is any difference halacha lemaisa. But the Prima Godim suggests, based on a Gemara in Daf Pei in Masechet Shabbos, there's a Gemara. If you there's a Rashbam, the Rashbam and Cheskas Habatim. I think when we learned Bava Basra, we point to Rashbam Cheskas Habatim says that if you carry Pochas B'Kishir, you're not Chayev. So the Rashbam says because it's a lack of Malachas Machshavos. Whenever there's a lack of Malachas Machshavos, so we say that it's Mutar Min HaTorah. It's only Osam and Rabban, because that's the definition of Malacha. That grata, by the way, the Gemara in the first Perek in Chagiga points out that Malachas Machshavos is one of the guiding principles in Malachas Shabbos, and that phrase never appears at all in connection with Malachas Shabbos. It only appears in connection with Asiyas HaMishkan. But because the Malachas, the Lamedas Malachas, Bipen Nahach, Da'avit Mishkan, Chashibi, Korileyav, because everything, all the important activities in the Asiyas HaMishkan are labeled as Malacha. So that's how we know that you have to have Malachas Mashevis. Because Asiyas HaMishkan has to be Malachas Mashevis. That's the Gemara points that out in the first parish in Chagiga. So the Rashbam writes that if a person carries on Shabbos Pachas Mikashir, and there are Mishnayos, a whole 2.5 prokem, I think, in the middle of Masechet Shabbos, where the Mishnah tells you how much of a volume of metal do you have to carry, of water, of wood, of every Michael Adam, Michael Behemah, details and details and details about each different item, what you carry, what's the minimum amount you have to carry. That should constitute a melacha. So the Rashbam writes in one place in Cheskabatim, towards the end of Cheskabatim, that if you carry less than a shear, it's a lack of Malachas Malshevitz. So then the whole Issa should only be Midirabon. So some wrote Svarim, they thought that it's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rashbam. Because there's a Rashi in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Ayin Hey, a Rashi talks about Chatzi Shear Osman HaTorah by Malachas Shabbos. They point out the Magia and the Mishnah Melech. The Magia and the Mishnah Melech rearranged. The Mishnah Melech was originally written as long essays. And then the Magia broke it up that it should be user-friendly. So he broke it up to small paragraphs. So he put this paragraph in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, one paragraph in Hilchos Malachim. Mishnah Melech wrote it as a long paragraph. We still have some of it left like that. Those are the long Mishnah Melech that go on and on and on, and people don't read them because they're so long. So the Magia broke it up. And every so often, the Magia is the one who wrote the Me'am Lois. Asvardish, go ahead. Imam Lois is all Midrashim, but the Hagos and the Mishnah Melech, that he knew how to learn to make that Hagos. So he points out that Rashi in Masechet Shabbos contradicts the Chacham Tzvi's Tshuva. Chacham Tzvi has a Chiddush that Chatzi Shir Osman HaTorah is learned out from the Pasuk Kol Chelev, Kol Deru Chelev, even if it's less than a Kazayas. So he thinks that the Chatzi Shir Osman HaTorah only applies to Macholos HaSuris, doesn't apply to Shari Tzuri HaTorah. And Rashi says in Shabbos around Dafayin Hey, also Dafayin Dal and Ayin Hey, the Chatzi Shir Osman HaTorah applies even to Mevashel and to Tochein, to other Malachas as well. So they want to say that it's a Machlekes between the Rashbam and the Rashi. The Rashi holds Chatzi Shir Osman HaTorah applies even to Malacha Shabbos, and the Rashbam holds that it doesn't apply. The Rashbam says that it's a lack of the Malachas Mashevis HaSvedera. When you're lacking Malachas Mashevis, the whole Issa will only be Medirabon. The Pashta says that this is not correct. Number one, because it's very rare that the Rashbam should disagree with Rashi. The Rashbam learned with Rashi. He was the older of the three brothers. Rabbi Natan was much younger than him. Rabbi Natan was a young child when Rashi passed away. Rabbi Natan felt very free to disagree with Rashi. And the Rashbam learned with Rashi, so he rarely disagrees. Number two, what the Rashbam said is a Beferish Gemara and Zvachim. The Gemara says that if you carry less than a shear, so it's a lack of Malachas Mashevis. And the Pashtus is that it's not a steer, it's not a machlekes but Rashi. It's a difference between hoyt. That's what the Prima Gadim says. It's a difference between hoyt zohar and all the other malachas. Hoyt zohar to begin with is a malacha grua. So if you carry less than the shear, whatever the shear is, for wood, for paper, for metal, for water, for machal beima, for machal odom, each thing has its own shear. So whatever the shear is, whatever the shear is by hoyt zohar, if you carry less than a shear, you're dealing with a malacha grua to begin with. Carry less than a shear, that's so by hoitzo we say it's a lack of malachas masheves. But by the other 38 malachas, it's not a malacha grua. So the Arachatzishi will be also menater. Because the Rashbam didn't invent what he said, just quoting Agamar and Zmochim, that less than a shear by hoitzo on Shabbos is a lack of malachas masheves, which al pi pashtus means that it's muta menater. There is a big machlekes harishani, what he needs shishim ribo to define a rishus harabim. So Rav Soloveitchik had a lashon. He said, even if you hold, you don't need shishim ribo bokim. Many rishonim hold, you don't need shishim ribo, and that's what the Mishkan Nesayka was ma'arer. That all the eruvin in Europe are based on the assumption that if you don't have shishim ribo, there's no issur haitzor there. I said, so therefore, you can be more lenient in making the whole issue of haitzor in the cities. Usually a big city didn't have shishim ribo. So the whole issue of haitzor is only the rabbanon. So that's why they used to be lenient. A lot of the coolers in Erevin, because the whole issue of carrying in the street is only the rabbanon anyway. What they carry from one house to the other is clearly only with the rabbanon. That's takanah shleim ha'melech that you need a ruv v'chatzeret. That's only the rabbanon. So the Mishkan Esyaikev, who was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Baloshin, I learned the Baloshin, was from the earlier Talmidim. So he was Ma'arar on this, and he pointed out, why is it Muskim like that? The Taz writes in one place, it's Kilu Yotza Baskol Min HaShamayim, that's the Lachat, that if you don't have Shishin Mi, but there's no Isu Haitzor there, Isu. So others point out that even if a Baskol would have come out, the Lord V'Shamayim Mi, that's the Taz's Loshin. It's as if a Baskol came out. Even if a Baskol would come out, we shouldn't follow the Baskol. But that is very mekubal, that if you don't have shishim ribo, it's not a malacha there. So the Mishkan Esyaika was ma'arer, that many rishonim disagree, all the chachmis svara disagree. They hold that it can be an isa malacha, piso hatzor deraisa, even if you don't have the shishim ribo. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, but you need tezayin amma. So tezayin amma means that it's royal shishim ribo. That they all agree. It has to be royal shishim riba. They just argue through. You need actually the poel mamish, the shishim riba, people walking through the midbar bizman that nobody goes to the midbar is only a karmelis. It's only had the status of ishus haram deraisa. Bizman shehoi yisal shiruyim ba midbar. That's a gemara. The first parak of Masech HaShabbos. But so even if you hold that you don't need a poel mamish, you don't actually require shishim ribo people traveling in the midbar, but you need that it should be tezayin amma wide. If it's a narrow little street in a little tiny city, and it's not tezayin amma wide, so it's not royal shishim ribo. So that everyone agrees that it has to be tezayin amma wide. The Ramban and Erevin on Daf Nun Tes, and Erevin comments on the Mishnah there that even according to the Balei HaTosis, that if you don't have shishim ribo people in walking in the streets in the city, it's not a mishus haram daraisa. That's only the streets in the city. But if you have drachim ha'olcha me'ir le'ir, highways that go from one city to the other, mi'chutz le'ir, that even the Balei HaTosis would agree that there you don't need shishim ribo. And Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna has in his chubas, I think this chubas is called Yeshua's Malkai, if I'm not mistaken, has very strong chuvas, very lamdish chuvas. He was one of the great goyim at the beginning of the Zionist movement, the late 1800s. He was one of the three who signed on the Heta Mefira, that if they sell the land to a Nochri, they don't have to observe Shemitah. And then the end was Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan signed the law. So Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna has a chuvah. He says that we're makel, the minik olim is to be makel like Tosfos, that if you don't have shishim ribo, It's not Mishas Ram Deraisa, but he writes it's not right to be Mekal on Drachim also merely year. Because the Ramban said that Tosis has never said it. A highway is a highway. The Ika definition of Mishas Ram is a highway. If you have a street in the city, I used to live, my family used to live in Philadelphia. And we used to live right when all the trucks would come from New Jersey across the bridge from Camden, New Jersey to Philadelphia. All the big trucks would travel by in front of our house. So why do you call it a street? Maybe it's a highway. So that's a fiddish. If you have Shishim Ribo, Bokimbo, so then I call the street the highway. If you don't have Shishim Ribo, then it's a street. The street is not a Rishus Harab. A highway is a Rishus Harab. That's the Ika definition of Rishus Harab, is a highway. So this is the opening of the parasha, has the dinim of Malochit. Then it has the din list of Aresh, B'chol Moshe Seichem, B'yoyim HaShabbos. This is problematic. Why does the Chumash single out Avorah? Yeah, 39 of us Malochit. So we had to have the last two Pesukim before Shlishi. We had to have, because I would have thought that Haitzor is a Malochit Gruav. Even though it was in the Mishkan, I would have thought it's not a malacha. So that I need a pasuk. What do I need a pasuk for Havara for? Why should I think Havara is different from the others? That's a question. So the Tanoim have a machlokes. One Tana claims Havara lalav yatzas, that by Havara there's no korvis and there's no mises besen. It's different from the other 38 malachas. On 38 malachas there's korvis and there's misa. If a person did the avera b'hasra, b'edim b'hasra, And Havara, the Lav Yotzes, it's singled out that it doesn't have Misa and it doesn't have any Karis. We don't accept that opinion. We hold that Havara is same as everything else. So why was Havara singled out? It's a question. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they say in the name of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, the Tanoim don't say this though. He says that the Medrash says, the Gemara tells us on Agarita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam Arishon how to harness fire on Matzoi Shabbos. And because of we have the ability to harness fire, that's how everything in science advanced. When you have fire, you can accomplish a lot in the world. So, and that's why when we say Havdalah, we say Borei Mi'or HaReishis on Matzoi Shabbos every week, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he taught Adam Arishon how to harness the fire. So if the malachis are awesome on Shabbos Zecha to be a Shemayim Ba'aretz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't teach Adam Rishon how to use fire till Matzoi Shabbos, so Havara was single, was singled out. It wasn't there b'shas b'yas Shemayim Ba'aretz. Adam Rishon didn't know how to use it till Matzoi Shabbos, and maybe one might have thought that Havara shouldn't be a malacha at all. So that's why I need a pasuk. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, one Tana says, Havara singled out. Havara lalav yotzas, there's no chorus and there's no mises besen. We don't pass like that. The other Tana says, Havara lachalak yotzas. Lachalak means, if a person is mahal Shabbos b'shoigig and he did seven balochas b'el mechod, so then he's chayav kama chatois. You don't say he was mahal Shabbos with ten different balochas and it's all 10 forms of Chil Shabbos, but it's all the same Avera. No, even though it's the same Issa, not to do Malach on Shabbos, but each Av Malach is different, so you have many Chatois, depending on how many of his Malachas he did. If a person does Ksiva, a lot of Ksiva on Shabbos, you don't say HaKaisim Shteyosis, every Shteyosis that he wrote is five to bring another Chatois. No, he repeated the same Av Malach. Even it doesn't happen, it told the day. So you want to chai, we machlokes satanai, we paskin, you do an aven, it told the day, you want to chai one chatas. Because it's all one malacha. But if you do with several malachas, then it's shayach to be chai of b'shoigig, 39 chatos. So that's why we paskin. Havara is lechalak yotzes. We don't hold Havara lelav yotzes, Havara lechalak. That Yechai many chatos. Yeah. The Gemara raises a question. All right. We understand why it had to say Lesavaro Eish, but why does it say B'chol Moshe Sechen? What? I would have thought that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. They need B'chol Moshe Sechen to tell you that the Yisrael of Havar applies even to Chutz Loretz. That's not a Habamina. On Avedis HaKarka, on their mitzvahs. Their mitzvahs are pleased by it's agricultural mitzvahs, not the plant kilayim and the dinam and hafrashas from samaisa shmita v'yevah lekech shikhapeh. The agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. But the Shabbos is a chaybis haguf, a chaybis hagab, it's not a chaybis karka, not from the mitzvah, please, but so what do you need? B'chol m'shvaseichem. So the Gemara says, B'chol m'shvaseichem has the connotation of Moshe Bezdin. One might have thought that it should be a kal b'chaymer. There's a pasuk that says, this is a Gemara in Yevamos, and in other places also, it says, if a person is a radzeach and is chayv misa, and he runs away to the Mizbeach, he's a kohen, and he's makar karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. If we will grab him out of the Beis HaMikdash and tell him, you shouldn't be makar karbonis, we're going to give you the death penalty. So if it may turn out that the karbonis will not be brought, let's say he's the only kohen who's available that day. So nonetheless, and he wants to take care of the karbonis. So the Gemara says, it says, Mimiz b'chit k'chen olamus, even if it means you won't be able to bring the karbonis at all. And we know that some of the karbonis are d'orech Shabbos, the karbonis is banach kavul, is d'orech Shabbos, to minimum, sofim. So that's called the kal v'chaim of yesh b'chlam l'sayimona. If A is greater than B, B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. Usually, kal v'chaymer means a different thing. If you know, based on a certain detail, halacha, that A is greater than B, and A has a certain kula, even though A is greater than B, more chamer than B, so B should certainly have that kula. Or if A is greater than B, and B has a chumrah, so A should certainly have the chumrah, because it's more chamer than B to begin with. So that's usually, you're learning the derech halachaveh, right? That if one of them has a kula, the other one certainly has that kula. The one that has a chumah, the other one certainly has that chumah. Depending on which is kal, which is chumah. That's one kind of kal chumah. Then there's another kind of kal chumah that Tosfos says is a stronger form of. Tosfos Baba Kama says is a stronger form of kal chumah that we call yesh b'chlal nasayim mana. If A is mochaber than B, B is mochaber than C, so it follows that A is mochaber than C. So that's what the Gemara makes such a kal v'chaymer over here. That would have thought that Mises Bezdin should be Dech Shabbos. You're allowed to administer Mises Bezdin Shabbos. Why? Because Mimi is Bechit Kochen Alomus. If the person is Chayiv Misa, so you don't let it be Makru Karbonis, even if it means that the Karbonis will be bottled that day. No one else will be able to bring the Karbonis. So nonetheless, we say that Mises Bezdin is so important. Is Dorcha Akrovus Kola Karbonis Kulam. And we know that Karbonis Tzibur, Karbon Shizmana Kavua, is Dorcha Shabbos. So if A is greater than B, B is greater than C, it should come out that administering Mises Bezdin should be Dorcha Shabbos. Should be Dorcha Shabbos. So that's why I need the Pasuk, that if you have a Bas Kohen Shizinsa, Bas Kohen is married and she's in, so then she's chayv sreifa. But she's refu also b'yeshen, the chayv sreifa. So would one might have thought that it's permissible to administer the sreifa, whatever form Mrs. Bezdin will be. Here the pasuk is talking about the sevareish, talking about those of a chayv sreifa, but they are various. So the pasuk tells us that it's not there for Shabbos yet. What exactly does the Pasuk tell us? So the Magen Avraham says, and there's a simon in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Shilamites, or something like that, which has miscellaneous details in Hilchos Shabbos. You have a whole simon about Bishul, about Hoytzuah, a whole Sefer, volume Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah. You have a lot done, all the different melachos. And then there's one simon, Shilamites, which has miscellaneous details. So the Magen Avraham there poses a kasha on the Rambam. Why the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs counts Melecha Shabbos as two mitzvahs in the mitzvahs Leisese. One, not to do Melecha B'Shabbos, and secondly, not to administer Mises Bezdin B'Shabbos. Mises Bezdin, you're not allowed to administer because it's a Melecha, and there's no heter. I would have thought mistakenly A is greater than B, B is greater than C. Mises Bezdin is so important. Mimis B'chitik Echen Olamos. So you should, Mises Bezdin is more important than Hakrobas Kol HaKarbonis. And sometimes Akrabas and Karbanis is Derech Shabbos. If the Karbanis is Zman HaKavua, is Derech Shabbos, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. So I would have thought that Mrs. Bezim is Mutal Shabbos, and Kamash Malan, that it's not. But why did the Rama have to count it as a separate love? It shouldn't be counted as a separate love. It should be. It'll be a Malacha on Shabbos. It'll be prohibited on Shabbos because of an Issa Malach. Why did the Rama have to count it as a separate love? So the Avnei Nezer has a Teretz. Soloveitchik said it over in Shir, and the Teretz says, and a few Achrayim may have it. Few Achrayim have this. Years ago, there used to be a Rabbi Mendel Kasher. He did a lot of work on the Torah Shlema. He organized the whole Torah Shlema project. He didn't live long enough to complete the whole project. Others completed it, but he did a lot of major work on the Torah Shlema. It's a fantastic set of svarim. So he put out a sefer Harama Mahamichilta de Rashbi. Different Dinim and the Rambam that are not based on the Babli or the Yerushalmi or the Tosefta's or regular sources, based on a Mechilta. They're different Mechiltas. So the Avnei Nezer has this answer. Rabbi Mendel Kasher has this at length in his Sefer HaRama L'Hamechilta, the Rashbi, that the Rambam understood that the Kal V'Chomer was correct, that Mises Bezin is stronger than Kol HaKarbonis. Mimis B'chit T'kachen Olomus. Even if he's the only coin, will be Makro Karbonis. And if you're going to give him the death penalty, the Karbonis will be missing for a couple of days. Still, Mises Bezin is more important than Kol HaKarbonis. And the Karbonis is Manu Kavua, Adech HaShabbos, and Adech HaTuma. So A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So it should have come out that Mises Bezin should be doifa Shabbos, but it's a separate love. La Savarish Mechomash Moshvasech is a separate love. The love is Shalol Hanish B'Shabbos, not that it constitutes Chilul Shabbos. If the Pshat, the Magen Avraham understood that, I would have thought there's a Kal V'Chomer, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so Kamash, therefore, Mises Bezin should be doifa Shabbos, and Kamash will on the Pasig, that the Kal V'Chomer is incorrect. So therefore, it's also because of Malacha. So the Rambam didn't understand like that. The Rambam understood Kal V'Chomer is correct. And if the Bezin will administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos, it will not constitute an act of Chilul Shabbos. But the Pasuk tells you that there's a separate issue. Shalo la'anish b'Shabbos. The Rambam says even to give Malkus is also an issue deraisa, to give Malkus on Shabbos. Or the Achrayim say, what about to put somebody in Cherem on Shabbos? Cherem is a curse that he should drop dead. So that's also an Einish. A member of Soloveitchik had a sophic, maybe according to the Rambam, if Bezin will force a person to pay a knas, so let's say he owes Einish a Mefatim, a Tishem, a Kefal, Dalit Behei, a Tashlom, and that's knas. It's not an Einish Aguf. Misa is an Einish Aguf, and Malkus is an Einish Aguf. And Cherem is also a curse that he should drop dead. That's an Einish Aguf. Knas is an Einish for something that he did improperly. It's an Einish, but it's not an Einish Aguf. So, Absolutely, Mesupik, maybe a Bezdin will force a person to pay the Knas on Shabbos. He doesn't have to pay the Knas by giving money. That's Muktzeking pay, but Shavu Kesef. So, there is an Issa de Rabbanan not to pay up any debts on Shabbos, Gzerish and Yichtos. You're not allowed to pay up a debt, Gzerishem Ayichta, but there could be that it'll be worse than Gzerah the Rabban. It could be that it's an Issa deraisa, not just Gzerah the Rabban. So that's what Absalavachi was msupig about that. Anyway, so this, you have this pasuk, Havore is either Lalav Yotzas or Lachalak Yotzas. We paskin, there is Misa and there is Kores. It's not Lalav Yotzas, it's Lachalak Yotzas. But nonetheless, the Gemara has a discussion why did the Chumash have to pick on Havara at all? Why does it mention Havara? What about all the other Malachas? So that was the explanation. Either Havara, the Labbeotzes, or the Chalikotzes. Then the Gemara discussed it. What does it say? Chumash would say, it cannot be needed to tell me that the laws of Shabbos apply even at Chutz Laaretz. It's a Chavis Aguf. Of course it should. The Gemara says, Moshe Vasechem has the connotation of Moshe Bezin. That you're not allowed to give Mises Bezin on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham understood. Kal V'Chomer tells, the Pasuk tells you that Kal V'Chomer is not correct, and it's also Mitam Melochet. And that's why he asked why the Rambam counted them as two different lavim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. One lav not to zom melach on Shabbos, one lav shelo lahanish b'Shabbos.
You are listening. So that's what to the other nation,
the others, they all say that's the answer. The separate lav shelo lahanish b'Shabbos has nothing to do with melachas. So even if you're not doing a melacha, not allowed to be manish b'Shabbos. A separate isa. The Kalvah Chaimer is correct. And if Beznim will administer Mises Bezna Shabbos, they won't be considered Mechalei Shabbos. They will have violated the Issu Shalol HaNish B'Shabbos. You have another Pasik, B'Charisha B'Kotze Tishbos, that says you're not allowed to do Charisha, plowing, you're not allowed to do Ktsira, harvesting on Shabbos. So that's a question. Why did the Chumash single out Charish V'Kotze? What's unique about Charish V'Kotze? So the Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik pointed out Rebbe Kiveger in the beginning of Yerideya has her oris on the Shulchan Aruch. So in the beginning of Yerideya, it says that if a shechet is machal Shabbos befehes yedina ka'akum and akum sheshachat eshritos anevel. So the so Rebbe Kiveger there quotes an opinion from the early Achrayim, late Rishonim, early Achrayim. The Machal Shabbos prefers Sidina Ka'akum only applies if he does Avodah Sakarka. If he writes, or he erases, or he turns on the lights on Shabbos, Mechaba, Mabir, Kaisen, Mechik, Hoitzo, he carries on Shabbos, not only Avodah Sakarka. Rav Soloveitchik said that's probably based on this Pasik, Bacharisha, Bacharisha, Tishbos. Otherwise, you don't understand. Why did the Chumash single out Charisha Ktsir? So we have, in effect, we have Lama Tesovis Melochot, but they're not all in the same boat. And not all in the same boat. Oitzua is a malocha grua, and a chapsaf kamina for fatzishia. And the chorish of akots, it could be avodas akarka, is in a different category. And then you have havara, according to one tana, holds havara lalav yotzas. You don't paskan like that. Then you have malocha shein svicha lagufa. So the Balamor says that there are certain malochas that are always ein svicha lagufa. Balamor says, let's say you're doing borer. I have the food and it has a lot of dirt in it. So I take out all the dirt and I throw out the dirt in the garbage. It's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. I'm not going to use the dirt. And nonetheless, even if you hold malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa, it's only the rabbanon. But by certain malachas, by definition, it's going to be deraisa. So not all the malachas are always in the same boat. They're not always the same. Yeah, there's a Mishnah, Masechus Shabbos, Gram Kibui, is Mutter Min HaTorah. That's the question, when is it called Gram Kibui? But there's a din, Gram Kibui is Mutter Min HaTorah, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alof, and Hilchos Shabbos, and the Malofa, on the Simen about Mechaba Mavir, Bir Alof quotes a suffix from the Shilti Giborim, on the side of the Rif, that it could, does that, Pasuk that the Mishnah quoted, Malacha, Asiyavudi, Losasa, B'chol Malacha, Asiyavudi, Asa, Gram Mashari, does it mean that Gram of all Malachas are all in the same boat? That Gram Malachas, they're all Mutam and Atara, and it's only all Semid Rabbanan? Or does it mean that Gram Kibui is Mutam and Atara? Maybe it doesn't necessarily apply to all the Malachas. Maybe not all the Malachas are in the same boat. That's a Sufik. He doesn't explain what his Sufik is. Shilta Gibarim. He just writes down such a suffix. It could be the following. The Ragat Shava has in one of his, they had a collection of letters by the Ragat Shava, several hundred postcards. People used to send him a postcard with a kasha, with a shana. He used to answer. So they put together all the postcards and they came out with how they keep on publishing more and more. More people, more yeshiva guys asked them kashas and shilas and learn. So they keep on publishing more and more. So in one of his postcards that they printed, it's called Shadus Achubis Tzafnas Panach. His sefer was, his name was Yosef Rosen. Yosef Rosen, the Ragat Shabbos. So Yosef was Tzafnas Panach. Parah gave him a name, Tzafnas Panach. Bafana Enach Tzfunas. He was able to figure out Pshat and Nachaloimus. So the Ragat Shabbos raises the possibility that which Averis do you say that Grom is Mutam and Atur, and which Averis do you say even Gram is Asam and Atur? So he says, maybe it depends whether it's an Issa Pula or an Issa Chalois. did the Torah prohibit the bringing about of such a matzav? So even if he brought it about the Idei Grom, it's also us. You're not allowed to cause such a matzav. Or did the Torah prohibit doing this action? So if the Torah prohibited doing this action, if he only did it be Grom, then he didn't do that action. And it'll be mutamana. That's the suffix of the Shilta Yibarm. Could be that not all the lamites malachas are the same. Maybe some of them are in Issa Pula, some of them are in Issa Chalois. That's what we spoke about when we learned the Tosfos and Gittin, Daf Ches on the base, that there was a topic of Marbe B'Shiurim. If a person has a heter to do a malacha on Shabbos or to do a malacha on Yontav, he has a heter Echal Nefesh on Yontav, or he has a heter Pikuach Nefesh, let's say, on Shabbos, and he cooks more water than he really needed. He cooks more water. So on Yontav, it says B'Ferish that is Mutter, and on Shabbos, it says B'Ferish that is Asar. Even though you have a heter Pikuach Nefesh for the smaller amount, you're not allowed, let's say, there's a chayla mesukan that the doctor say he needs a fresh orange picked off of the tree today. Right. If you give him an orange that was plucked off yesterday, it won't be good enough. He has to have an orange that was plucked off today. So if you can't get an achi to pluck it up, so the Jew is allowed to pluck it up. So the Gemara sounds like it said, this is a machlekes harishayim. Machlekes deran in Beitza and Daf Yudzayin has machlekes with the Rashba. So the Rashba says that Marba Bishurim is only a Fumra Midirabbanan, and they only introduce it on Shabbos. They never introduced it on Yom Tov. And the Ran doesn't agree with the Rashba. The Ran thinks that that Marba Bishurim on Shabbos is an Issa Deraisa. It's not an Issa Derabbanan. So the Osameach says, what should it be? Marba Bishurim should be an Issa Deraisa, Issa Derabbanan. He says it depends on the nature of the Malacher. Yosameach thinks that some malachas are an Issa Pu'ula and some malachas are an Issa Chalais, the result. So if it's an Issa Pu'ula, so then it's one Pu'ula, whether you pull off one orange or you break off a branch. It's one act of Kotzir. You break off a branch, that's 25 oranges on it. If it's an Issa Pu'ula, so Marba Bishurim should only be an Issa Derabban, it shouldn't be an Issa Derais. You only did one Pu'ula. But if the malacha on Shabbos is an Issa Chalois, not to bring about this result. Then if you have more of a result, then it'll be an Issa Deraisa. You only had a hetter on the smaller round. So it could be that that's what the Shilta Yibarim is talking about. Maybe Geram malacha, whether it's also Deraisa, the Rabbana, it depends on which malacha you're talking about. Maybe if it's a malacha where the Pu'ulos HaMalacha is the Issa, is an Issa Maise, so it's one, so then you didn't do a Maise, you only did a Idei Grama. But if it's an Issa Chalois, not to bring about a certain result, so then even Grama will also be included. Is what to discuss, yeah. There's a Machlekes HaRishonim, where the Grama Locha is, the Mishnah says, Gram Kibbutz is Mutar Min HaTorah. What about Midrabbanan? So Tosfos' opinion at Beitza and in Shabbos says that Gram Locha is Mutar Min Midrabbanan. They never asked it in the Rabbanan. And the Mordechai is often the later Bali HaTos, Mordechai disagrees. And his opinion is quoted by the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos. That Gram Kibbutz Mutar Min HaTorah, but it's also in the Rabbanan. The Magen Avraham made up a whole Shtikal Torah that the Gram Kibbutz, we Paskim Gram Kibbutz, is also in the Rabbanan. Like the Mordechai, the Akantaisis and Beitza say the Gram Kibbutz is Mutar. So he answers, Achilik Tin Shabbos and Yontif. So the Chazon Ish Taitus invented, the Magen Avraham invented Achilik from thin air. There is no mocker for that. He said the Tosfos and Beitza that says that Gram Kibbutz is Mutar even Midrabbanan, that's Lishitasan. That in Masechet, the Chazon Ish Taitus, in Masechet Shabbos, the last daf, Perek Yira, the third Perek. Tosfos said that Gram Kibbutz is Mutar even on Shabbos, even Midrabbanan. So there is no contradiction in Tosfos. It's a contradiction between Tosfos Shita and the Mordechai Shita. Yeah, Tosfos holds that Gram Kibbutz is Mutar Min HaTorah, Mutar Min HaRabbanan. Mordechai holds that they asad Min HaRabbanan. But it's not a steer at Tosfos. Tosfos on Shabbos says that Gram Kibbutz is Mutar on Shabbos. Tosfos on Beitza says Gram Kibbutz is Mutar on Yom Tov. Tosfos never distinguish between Gram Kibbutz between Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's some new company in Eretz Yisrael who has the Haskamah of Rav Chacham Avadi Yosef's son-in-law, who apparently is a big Talmid Chacham, so they have, in order to help Klal Yisrael, we can't live without smoking on Yom Tov. So you have to have a lighter. But you make a lighter, you motzi esh mefarish. Moilet esh mefarish is an isa de rabbanat. Moilet esh. So he gave his approval to a whole system of how his Klal Yisrael can't live without, we can't exist. The Letovis Klal Yisrael, he endorsed a lighter for cigarettes on Yom Tov that it's called Gram. So first of all, he's assuming that Gram Havor is the same as Gram Kibui. That's not so poshut. The Mishnah Brurah quoted from the Shulchan Gemara that we're not so convinced. Maybe not all the Melachos are in the same book. Maybe Gram Kibui is only the Rabbanan. And maybe Gram Havor is Nisa Deraisa. And then the whole Magen Avraham, the Chelik thing, Gram Melacha, Gram Kibui, Ayontim, Gram Kibui, Hashem. The whole thing, the Chazon Ish, the whole thing is from thin air. Even though the Mishnah Brurah quotes that Magen Avraham, says all things from thin air, because he says Tosus and Shabbos says Gram Kibui is mutter on Shabbos, even mid the Rabbanon. So of course they say on Yom Tov, same thing. There's no, we have no market that says that there's between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Very difficult. So Shvere Heta. Yeah. In the Sedra, the Chumash describes what you do with the Shulchan. It was discussed previously in the Chumash as well. In davening, we say the kato shalos or tzisa kabenetzeha, tzivisa perusheho im sidure nisocheho. How do you translate im sidure nisocheho? So when the reform movement first started, one of the first things that they did in the early 1800s in Germany, started in Germany, I think, so they decided they're going to daven in German. Instead of davening in Hebrew, they're going to daven in German. And they felt they don't need the approval of the Gedolei Hador because it's a din in Shulchan Aruch that a yochid needs the malochim. A person is davening b'yichidus, he needs the malochim. The Gemara in Sota says he needs the malochim to present the prayers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he's going to daven b'loshan arabis, and the Ravid says in the Tmim Deim, loshan arabis doesn't mean arabis, it means to daven in the vernacular. So the malachim, malach ha'shoris, are not makirim b'loshan aramis. The Ravid says what means they don't think it's proper that the fellow is davening in the vernacular, whatever the sfas ha'medina is. He doesn't even bother himself to work up a little bit to daven Hebrew and more because of the language. So the malachim will not present his prayers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you have the tefillah of the tzibur, the whole tzibur is davening, you don't need malachim to present the tefillahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillahs go directly. So the Gemara says, when you daven mitzibi, you can daven even b'loshan aramis, you can even daven in the vernacular. So that's what they said. That's what they said. We don't need any approval of the Rabbonim in our generation. They didn't ask Rabbi Kiveger, the Chassam Sofer, the other Gedolim in our generation. They said, they're following what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolius, they all wrote, they were all opposed. So Rav Chaim Zalman Margolius has a whole tshuva that why it's wrong. So one of the arguments he has is that he has a chiddush. He thinks that tefillah is good b'chol lashon is only the shivim lashon that were developed at the time of Migdal Bavel. And he thinks that German today in the 1800s was not from the shivim lashon, and maybe it's not acceptable. Maybe b'shal d'shanis means one of the Shivim Lashon, but if it's a later Lashon, that doesn't count. That big Kiddush. And then he has Titus. He looked in the German translation of the Siddur that they daven from, and he said they have mistakes. Every so often they have a mistake in translation. Even if you hold, you can daven translation. It has to be an accurate translation. So he says, on this line in the Siddur that says, Tevisa perusheh im sidure nisafera. So they translate the nisoch hayayin that's necessary in conjunction with the tmidim himself that you bring on Shabbos. So he said that's not correct. He says if you look in the Abu Dram, the word nisocheho comes from the Lashon HaChumash, the ksois hanosach, the shelves on the shulchan that they had the lechem aponim on. It doesn't have anything to do with nisoch hayayin. That's one of the tainus that he brings up, that every so often the translation is not accurate. On the opening pasuk in Parshas Pikudei, Rashi quotes a Medrash, Ereb Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'edus. What does it say? Mishkan, Mishkan, twice one after the other. So the Medrash says that the Beis HaMikdash was like a mashkin, that because the Jewish people sinned, we deserved the punishment, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away a mashkin from us, he took away the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was taken away, like if a person owes money and he doesn't pay, so they grab, you have a right to grab a mashkin. Beis will take a mashkin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away. So that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon commented on Pasuk Titanemus Le'achlan Chesel Le'Avram Shenishbata La'Vasenim Me'Kedem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added the Midas HaChesed. Chesed Le'Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram is giving him Eretz Yisrael, he's got to take care of the Jewish people. That was all an act of Chesed. But then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually delivered on that promise, that's Titan Emes Liakov. That's Emes, that's not Chesed. The promise, the oath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Avram and to Yitzchak, that was out of Chesed. But then once he committed himself, that is Mukhiv to deliver the goods. So he made such a comment over here also. When you recite Birchas Hamosen, so there's a chilik between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard. The Mechaber writes that the Nusach Svard is Bonei Yerushalayim Amei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build Yerushalayim. And the Ramos says that the Minig Ashkenaz is Bnei Rachamov Yerushalayim Amein. Which will it be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash with Midas HaRachmim or with Midas HaDin. Which will it be? So the Vilna Gaon tainted, let's say a person borrowed $1,000 from me and I took a mashkin from him. And then after a couple of years, I see he really can't pay back the money. So I tell him, I'm moichel on the $1,000. So does he have a right to demand I should give him back the mashkin? Of course he does. He can't force me to be moichel the debt to him. If I don't want to, I'm not moichel the debt, then I'll pay it out. It may take him 1,000 years to pay the $1,000. But he owes me the money. He was mazik or whatever. He borrowed the money. He owes the money. But if he gave me a mashkin, and then I'm moichel him on the debt, I no longer have the right to hold on to the mashkin if there's no longer a chiyuv. So the pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive the chataim of the Jewish people, and after he'll forgive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Beis HaMikdash as a mashkin alvur rabin esem shal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pressured, he's not forced into forgiving the averis that we do. If he will forgive the averis, that'll be with chesed. But once it's going to be moichel the averis with chesed, then he's mukhiv to give us back the mashkan. Like if the malva was moichel to the roiva and is no longer a debt, then he's mukhiv to give him back the mashkan. So since the Beis HaMikdash was taken away, it's a mashkan because of an Hashem shall Yisrael. So if and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive all the averis, then it'll be mechiv to give us back the mashkin. So that's why the Vilna Gaon, even though he usually davened the Mishnah Ashkenaz, he changed it, Bonei Yerushalayim Amei. The Chofetz Chaim, they quote in his biography, he personally used to follow the Nusach HaGro, and he used to follow all the shittas of the Vilna Gaon. In the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Brura, it says, every so often it's going to quote the shittas HaGro. He doesn't necessarily mean to say that he's machria like that, lahalacha. It's just there are so many people in our generation who like to follow all the shittas of the Gra, he's going to let them know what is the shittas of Gra in every case. So the people say that line that he wrote, there are people in our generation who want to follow the Gra. That was true. He meant himself. He always followed the shittas of Gra. So he personally, when he benched, he would say, B'nei Yerushalayim, he wouldn't say Nusach Ashkenaz, B'nei Berachamov, Yerushalayim, you say, B'nei Yerushalayim Amen. I remember in the Litvish Yeshivas in Balozhin, they followed, I think, all the things from the Gra. The other Litvish Yeshivas, they didn't always follow everything. But this is one of the things that they did pick up, that they wouldn't say, B'nei Berachamov, Yerushalayim. I remember when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, the Mashgiach Rabbi Lessin had learned in Slabotke. He was a Kohen. He used to bench Mezuman every Shabbos afternoon. in the cafeteria by Shalosh Shudas. He would always sing Zmiras and give a drasha every Shabbos afternoon. And he would bench Mizuman all the time. So he would always say, Bene Yerushalayim, Amen. They tell about the Chafetz Chaim. He didn't want the public to know that he was adopting the Nusach Hagra. But here, the Chafetz Chaim was a Kohen, so they usually were mechapit him that he should bench Mizuman. The once he was benching Mizuman, so he said out loud, he writes in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to say the whole benching out loud. So he said, till the end of the second brach, Al Ha'oras V'Alamozen, he said out loud. And then he nudged his son-in-law that his son-in-law should take over the rest of the benching. Why? Because the next brach, Arachem Noah, he planned to say, B'nei Yerushalayim Amei. So he didn't want everybody to know that he davens Nusach Hagro. So he asked the son-in-law, he should take over, so it shouldn't be conspicuous. That's not conspicuous. That you switch horses in midstream, and a different person takes over the bench mezumah, and that's not conspicuous. Seems to me that that's very conspicuous. I don't know, but that's what they quote in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim. We spoke a little bit about Shatnas and Big Day Kuhuna. There is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether the Kohanim have to remove the Avnate immediately after they do the Avoid, because the Avnate, by Kohen Hedi, the only beggar that has Shatnas is the Avnate. By the Kangorod, I think the Avod and the Choshen have Shatnas. But by the Kohen Hedi, it's only the Avnate. So the Rambam says you have to take off the beggar immediately. And the Ravid says, no, you can wear it all day long. So the Shatnasai writes that Pashtus is, he's using, Shagasai is using the Lashonis of Tosfos and Menachos, that we usually assume Nachlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, is what's the nature of the Heter, to wear Shatnas and Big Dekuna. Is it the Vuyo Hutra? Is it that the mitzvah of wearing Big Dekuna is Dosa, the Iser of Shatnas? So then there's only a mitzvah to wear Big Dekuna when you're doing Avoida. Not doing Avoida, then the Rambam holds that that there's no mitzvah, so there's no Heter. And the Ravid perhaps holds, no, that the chefts of Big Dekuna, the Hutra, the chefts of Big Dekuna is exempted from the prohibition of Shatnas. So that's a machlokes, the way Tosfos words, machlokes, where the Kalaima, Big Dekuna is Hutra, the Chuya. So our Mishanim hold that it's neither, it's better than Hutra, it's neither. The Cheskuni, someone brought this to my attention a couple of weeks ago. The Cheskuni Alatur quotes the Bechor Shor, or something like that, that the whole Issa Shatnas in the first place is that we're not allowed to do what the Kohanim do. The mitzvah is the Kohanim should have Shatnas and the Big Dekuna, that's their mitzvah, and the Rebbe Shalom prohibited us from wearing Shatnas because that's reserved for Big Dekuna and the Beis HaMikdash. So you don't have to look for an explanation. Why is it Mutta in the Beis HaMikdash? It should have been Mutta, it should have always been Mutta. Why is it also big villain that we shouldn't do what they did? That's reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. Like in the Beis HaMikdash, the floor is a stone floor. And when they kneel l'shamayim, so even though there's an Eben Maskis, it's mutter. You're not allowed to, Eben Maskis, sit down, bow to him, nishtaf v'asala, and not allowed to bow down, not allowed to kneel. And an Eben Maskis, chutz l'Beis HaMikdash, that of style of Avoda is reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. Or let's say chelev. Beilev is also bachila, and there's a din of the maske yisom and amutal yisom. You're not allowed to be makre of any carbonates that are treif. Let's say you have yayin, that's yayin shal orlo, yayin shal orlo. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to be makre of it. Mechasam this came from nisal chayayin. You're not allowed to use non kosher wine from nisal chayayin. So if you're not allowed to bring as a korban the mashke yisrael and amuta, that's a pasuk in Yecheskel, that yayin has to be mashke yisrael, a yayin that a Jew is allowed to drink. Now they say, they call in Yiddish, they call schnapps, they call mashke. So they call schnapps that's manufactured there, so they call it mashke yisrael. But that's not what it means in the pasuk. In the pasuk in Yecheskel, I mean, mashke yisrael means yayin for nisuch, has to be kosher yayin. You can't use treif yayin. So the Gemara raises an issue. How can you burn the chelev on the mizbech? It's a violation of the mashki Yisrael. Chelev is an isa koris. You're not allowed to eat it. How can you burn it on the mizbech? So the Ksav Sefer learns, the Gemara raised that issue. The Ksav Sefer has chidushim on chulin. So he learns in the tzaddiks and chulin. The Gemara raises the issue. The Gemara says, no. So the Ksav Sefer says, no. you don't need an explanation why it's mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ol Yisrael Tehele V'dam Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash, because those parts are reserved for Karbanos. It starts off, it should be mutter. Tehele V'dam should be mutter. The whole reason why you're not allowed to do it is because it's reserved for Karbanos. The same is by, that's what the Cheskuni quotes from the B'chor Shor. The same is true regarding the Shatnas. Shatnas is reserved for Beis HaMikdash of Big Dekuna. And Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash itzasa, we're not allowed to, it should be reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, for many years, I don't know what the story is now, but for many years the practice in America would be, if a shul would place an order to buy a new paroches, if you don't give them specific instructions that you don't want Shatnas, 95 out of 100 times, 95% of the time, they will give you a paroches that has Shatnas in it. That's, they started their own minig, that the parechas and the Beis HaMikdash had shatnas. So the parechas that they make for shul, the zechet to the parechas and the Beis HaMikdash. So they would make that also from shatnas. And in Shulchan Aruch it says it's not permissible. In the days of the Gemara was permissible, because the Gemara says in Megillah, in the days of the Gemara, the parechas in front of the Aron Kodesh really shouldn't have a status of Tashmishi Kedusha, because it's Mishamesh the Aron Kodesh, which in turn is Mishamesh the Sefer Torah. So that's Tashmish the Tashmish. A mentale or a guard love the Sefer Torah is Mishamesh the Sefer Torah. An Aron Kodesh is Mishamesh the Sefer Torah. It houses it. Let's say I have a tefillin zekel. So I have a cloth tefillin zekel, then I have a plastic cover on top of the cloth tefillin zekel. So the tefillin zekel, the cloth tefillin zekel, is Tashmish Kedusha because I put the tefillin in. The plastic cover on top of the cloth, zekel, that Alpi Pashtus is Tashmish to Tashmish, twice removed, so it doesn't have Kedusha. So the Gemara asks, why do we treat the Parashas in Shul as Tashmish Kedusha? Isn't it Tashmish to Tashmish? Because the Parashas beautifies the Aron Kodesh, which in turn houses the Sefer Torah. So it should be twice removed from the Gufei Kedusha. Sefer Torah is the Gufei Kedusha, and Aron Kodesh is a Tashmish Kedusha, and the Parechis in front of the Aron Kodesh is Mishamish, the Mishamish. So the Tashmish Tashmish shouldn't have Kedusha. So Gemara raises that issue. Gemara says, you're right, but the practice in the days of the Gemara used to be when there was no mapa on the Shulchan where they're going to lay, they would take down the Parechis and put it on the Shulchan that was Kavua. So since a lot of times they would put the Sefer Torah directly on top of the parochas, that's why the parochas has the status of Tashmishi Kedusha. But Bismanazai, we never do that. Bismanazai, we never take down the parochas and put it on the shulchan and put the Sefer Torah directly on top. So that's what the later poskim say, that Bismanazai, it's in Yeridei, in Hilchos Shatnas, they pointed out on the side of the page, that today the parochas in the shul is a Tashmish to Tashmish, and therefore it doesn't have any Kedusha. So strictly speaking, if a person is chilly and he wants to warm himself, he can wrap himself in the parochas in front of the Aron Kodesh. In the days of the Gemara, that the parochas in front of the Aron Kodesh was often used on a regular basis to cover over the shulchan when they were laying Kriyas HaTorah. So they wouldn't put the Sefer Torah directly on the shulchan, they would put it on top of a mapo, and that mapo would be the parochas in front of the Aron Kodesh. So at that time, the parochas had the status of Tashmishi Kedusha, so no one's allowed to keep themselves warm by wrapping themselves in the parochas of the Aron Kodesh in the shul. So then there's no issur shatnas on curtains. But the Gemara says the end of the first parak in Beitzah, Mipnei Mat Osru Gvilon, if you have a curtain of shatnas, shatnas also b'levisha and also b'ha'alo. You're not allowed to use a blanket that shatnas, you're not allowed to use a sheet that shatnas, midrabanan, okay, you're not allowed to wear clothing that shatnas. But why can't you have curtains that are made from shatnas? Mara says it's an issue midrabanan, because when a person will be chilly and he's not wearing enough sweaters, sometimes he'll wrap himself in the curtain that's hanging on the wall. So that's why you're not allowed to make curtains with shatnas. So in the days of the Gemara, that the parochas in front of the Aron Kodesh had the status of Tashmishi Kedusha, so you're not allowed to warm yourself by wrapping yourself in the parochas. So there's no chashash you're going to warm yourself. So that's why they always used to make, in the days of the Gemara, they used to make the parochas in shul from Pshat and from this man Azeh, that that we never have that practice to take down the Parechus and use it as a mappa on the Shulchan for Kriyas HaTorah. So it's really Tashmish to Tashmish, and it's mutter to use it for secular purposes. The Shamish could be mischamim in it. If the Shamish is chilly, he's allowed to warm himself by wrapping his body in the Parechus in front of the Aron Kodesh. So then you're not allowed to make it from Shatnes. That's the Gemara on the end of the first paragraph in Beitzi. You're not allowed to make curtains from Shatnes because a person may warm himself in it. The Rishalmi points out, that Torah Tmima quotes this, that in Parshas, Pikudei, the expression appears 18 times. Every time it says they built this, they did this, they made the other thing, everything that was Kashat Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The fact that it's mentioned 18 times is the source that the Tanaim used to introduce a tefillah with 18 units. What's the connection? This is what does it have to do? Tefillah is one thing. The Yerushalmi doesn't explain it. Does not explain it. There's a comment there, Avdolah Soloveitchik has in his Sefer on the Chumash. How come it never says, Kashot Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, the whole Parshas Vayakel, never says it once? How come in Pikudi it says it 18 times, Vayakel never says it once? He says, Tzivui is a technical term that means a mitzvah hanaheges l'doris. The Rambam has the 14 klolim, 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the minyan on mitzvahs or not. So one of the klolim is, it has to be noheges l'doris. Let's say not to leave over the mon until the next morning, that's a hirasha. But to knock on the next door neighbor's doors before it's yes, mitzvah, to ask for matonis. That was only a hirasha. That's not a din l'doris. So the Rabbi Abba says, everything in Parshas Vayakel was all hirasha about the Urias and the Krushim and the Krusim and the Adonim. Everything is hirasha. You can use the expression Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, but everything in Parshas Pikudei is on the Big Day Kuna. Those are exactly the same Big Day Kuna that they wore in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, and the Bais HaShlishi. The Yibarim and Mary, I mean, it's exact. Those are Dinam L'Doris. That's why it says 18 times Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The Pasuk has the Loshen and the Gemara. I think the Gemara is a Brachas. Re'ei Koru Hashem Re'u. Koru Hashem b'shem itzalal ben chul amata Yehuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is notifying B'nai Yisrael, I'd like to have your approval. I'd like to appoint Bitzalel to be in charge of all of the Oisei Melochet to make all the Klei HaMikdosh. And the din is Eimim Ma'anim Panis Ala Tzibah Ken Melochem B'hem Tzilu. You can't appoint someone to be in charge, let's say, in the yeshiva years ago. So there's a faculty of Rabbanim teaching in the yeshiva. So the din is he can't appoint a menahel of the yeshiva if he doesn't have the approval of the people of whom he's having hanhola. That he's going to balabat over them. You have to have their approval. The Gemara learns that after the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to appoint Bitzalel, and he asks Klal Yisrael, is it acceptable to you? So the Rebbe Shalom needs the approval of Klal Yisrael because it's going to be over them. This Shabbos is Shabbos HaChodesh. We learn HaChodesh Alachem Rosh Chodoshim in Yerideya and Hilchas Avodah Zarah. They talk about not mentioning Shem Avodah Zarah. They say when you fill out a check or you write something, you shouldn't write the year 2023 means what? Since the birth of Osa Huish. So they say, you're not allowed to write that. That's like writing Shema Avodah Zarah. Not exactly, but that's what it means. 2023 years after Yoshka was born. So what should you write? You have to write. So that's what they write. Write an apostrophe in 23. We know what it means. 2023 years since Yoshka was born. But since we didn't write it out explicitly, 2023, there's room to be made. Then they quote this. So because they quote that Hilchos Avodah Zarah, they quote about when you're making matzevus, you put the person's name. You should only write the Yiddish name, shouldn't write his Goyish name, and shouldn't write the Goyish date of when he died, when he was born, only Yiddish dates. Okay, So then they discuss also, let's say you're writing a check. So you're going to write, what's today's day? Today is March 15th or something, something like that. So you're going to write 3-15-23. So some, the Darkei Tshuva, Yoredeya, quotes some Achronim came up with the Chumrah. You're not allowed to write 3 because it says, Achredesh HaSadachem Rosh Chodoshim Nisan is the Chodesh HaRishon. Nisan, yes, Sivan, Sivan is the Chodesh HaShlishi. You're going to write 3 and you mean March. That's a violation of Achredesh HaSadachem Rosh Chodoshim. So I used to be Machmir for that for quite a few years. Until I saw there's a tshuva from Rebbe Kiveger about an aguda. The hutman was missing, and then they had a Gvir Seder, so Rebbe Kiveger sent the Gvir Seder to some other rabbi, and it happened to Rebbe Kiveger. That's how he wrote. He wrote, instead of writing the month, he wrote the number of the month in the Goyisha year. So if Rebbe Kiveger did it, can't be that awesome. When it was Zorik the Dam of the Korban Pesach in Parshas HaChodesh, had to be Zorik HaShtem Zizos of Alam Ashkof, that was all Hiru HaShoah. Iker Adin, when you bring a Korban Pesach, the Zrikas HaDam has to be on the Mizbeach. But there was no Mizbeach then. So that was all Hiru HaShoah. The Shtem Zizos and the Mashkof take the place of the Mizbeach. And then Rabbi Yosef Engel has, in his Sefer Lekav Toiv, I'm not 100% sure, I think in that Sefer, as an essay, we know that there are a lot asays yoglato ishmatem is mishmati asum mishmeres l mishmati. Is there such a thing as the siog der isa? Is there an isa in the Chumash that was never intended as an actual isa? It's only a siog for a different isa. So he quotes a lot of sources that there is. One of the sources is the pasuk in Parshas HaChodesh. It says, So it sounds beferish from the pasuk that Balyura by Matzah is a stiog shaloy overly ochloy. The Ran on the Rif in the beginning of Psachim answers Akasha of Tosis by saying like that. Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Based on the way you read the psukim, there would have been room to make a mistake and think that one who violates Balyura by Matzah has Koris. So they says, why isn't it so? How come there's no chorus? So the Ran answers, it can't be. Because Bal Yerah by Matzah says, Nechum Yisraelai Matzah Vatechim Ki Kolach Ob Nech Matzah Is Benifasa. It's a siyog for Achila. We don't allow Bal Yerah because it's a siyog for Achila. So if it's only a siyog, so how can it be that it has the same onesh? If you eat the chomets, you chayv chorus. And if you possess chomets in your house, you also chayv chorus. How can it be? This yog has to be less than the Yisr itself. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole list of places. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say over the lashon of Abbas de Rav Nosson on the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hey, Ma'am Shlosh, the Ram, Asay Siog Lator, Anshik Nesang Dorlo. That was their motto. Asay Siog Lator. They introduced many, many more siogim. By Srishna, there were hardly any siogim. By Sheni, they were full of siogim. So the August Rav Nosson says, "Eze has yog she'asas ator lidvareha." The Torah is encouraging the chachamim mishmatem is mishmati asem mishmeres la mishmati. We should pattern our gzeres the rabbanon after the gzeres that the Torah has. So where is there an example of a siog that the Torah made? So it says, "Radisha benidus tamasa la sikabu la galaserva." So the Abbas Dam Nosson has a lashon. It's a Medrash Rabba also. A Nazir, we don't want the Nazir to drink wine. We want him to be a little bit, not to get so much on Nazir, the Mazir, but eating grapes? What great pleasure do you have from eating grapes? So he says, the Medrash says, eating grapes is a siok shem yaboy to make wine out of it, and maybe he'll drink the wine. Or it says, Isha nida la sikabu la gala serva. If the woman is a nida, so there's an isa chorus of one is boil a nida. What if he dances with the nida? What if he hugs a nida? He kisses a nida? That should be mutter. So the Torah says, no, la sikabu la gala serva. There's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that that's an isa, the raisa kiru basar. By Arayas, and the Ramban thinks that's only the Rabban. So Mechaber writes like the Rambam. Mechaber says that one who violates la sikabu la gala serva will get Malkus. He's taking a stand like the Rambam. He holds that it's an Issa Deraisa. So these are the two Misholim that the Obis Deram Nosson gives and that the Medrash Rabba gives. That the Nozir is not allowed to eat grapes, that's a Siog Deraisa. And that the couple, Ishta Nida, is not allowed to hug his wife, that's a Siog Deraisa. Okay, Bali Nether. I don't know what my program is. I'll have to let you know as soon as I find out. If everything goes well, I'll try to give a shiur on Sunday, the regular time at 11:30, on the next Gemara and the next Mishnah in Gittin.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.